Come on up to the front, kids. Lots of room. All right, who likes to sing? Simon likes to sing. Do you want to give one out? 47. When he cometh, when he cometh. About that, Simon. Are you going to be one of his jewels? Are you going to be a jewel for Jesus? Okay, who has another one? Yes. Jesus loves me. Number 40. Very good. Jesus loves me. know, in Nova Scotia, we like to point to ourselves and say, instead of saying me, do you do that? Yeah? Do you want to do that? Okay. So for the last verse and the chorus, instead of saying me, we'll just point to ourselves. Okay? All right. Jesus loves.
He will stay.
Do. So who does Jesus love?
Me.
He does. He loves me. Okay, who else would like to sing a hymn? Oh, you love to sing. Way down there I saw somebody's hand. Is it you? Yes. What is it? Number one? Number one. Very good. Almost persuaded. Oh, really? Oh. A certain man of whom we read who lived in days of old? Who was that certain man? Do you know his name?
Zacchaeus.
Right, it was Zacchaeus. A certain man. Thinking back to when I was a little boy, just like maybe this fella here or this one. And you know, where I grew up, we had what was called the gospel tent. And it was a great big tent. Maybe, I'm not sure if it was quite as big as this room, but it was pretty big. It was a tent. And we went into it, and we sang hymns just like this in the gospel tent. And Mr. Blenner has it. Would get us to say, oh yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven is something more than gold. And that you're on your way to heaven. I think we can try to fit that in there for the last two verses. Okay. The
Savior came along the way.
Something more than gold. You know your sins are all forgiven, and that's all.
must have been a pretty special time for Zacchaeus, don't you think? To climb up in that tree. Why did he climb up in the tree? To see Jesus, to see the Lord Jesus, didn't he? And the Lord Jesus came walking along, and he loved Zacchaeus, and he looked up in the tree and he saw him. What would you do? What would you do if the Lord Jesus came to Vestal today? What would you do? Wow, that's a really good answer. I think I would like to do that too. Would you like to see him? Me too. I think I'd like to see him. Or would you hide in your house and be afraid to go? No. It says, suffer little children to come unto me. He would love to see us. He wanted to see Zacchaeus too. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to go visit you today. Okay, who else? Oh, way back here. 39? 39. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God. Sound really good down there with everybody. Maybe we should stand up and sing Wide, Wide is the Ocean. How's that? You need to move around a little bit. Get freed up. It's warm in here too. Okay, you ready? Ready? Wide,
wide as the ocean.
Still I'm a child of His care.
Let's ask the Lord for some help for Sunday school. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for this time together this morning, this Lord's Day. We thank Thee that we can come here and sing these hymns. We know that Thou dost love to hear us. Lord, we just pray for a little message from Thee for the children and everyone in the room. Lord, that it would be understood and clear. We pray that if there are any here that still haven't asked Thee to wash their sins away, ask Thee to come into their heart, that they might do so right now, today. And so we just pray for this in Thy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm really excited to be here. I like coming to the conference. Do you like coming to the conference? Yes? It's fun. Do you like Sunday school? You do. Yeah, I asked that already. Well, do you like gifts? You do. Mr. Leger last night spoke a little bit about gifts in the gospel message, didn't he? I know he said that he wished that he could give a gift to everybody in the front rows. Did everybody get a gift today? Did everybody get a gift? Well, if you didn't get a gift, let me know after and I'll have one for you. Well, I didn't want to talk a lot about gifts, but I wanted to know if somebody could tell me what a gift is. Can somebody tell me what a gift is? This gentleman right here.
Somebody gives something to you.
A gift is something that somebody gives to you. Do you have to take it? You don't have to take it. You don't have to. Well, is it nice to take it? Yeah, it is nice to take it. What kind of gifts does God give? Yes. Excellent. His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. Does anybody know a verse that speaks of that gift? Isaac. Well, yeah, that's a good verse, John 3:16, but I was thinking of one that might speak of the gift. Yes. It is the gift of God. That's very good. I think Romans 6:23. Does anybody know that one? Savannah? What is it? The wages? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Right? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, I was thinking of how He gave us that gift. And you know, as a father, I like to give gifts to my children. I like to give them things. I like them happy. I like it when they're thankful that their mom and I give them things. But do you think that we give them the gift so that they might take it and do something bad with it? Do you think that? No. So, I gave you all a pencil and a pad today. And my intention would not be that you would take that pencil and pad and sit in your chair and write mean things or make funny, not nice pictures. My idea was that maybe you write something nice or maybe a verse. Something good might come out of the pencil and the pad. Maybe you'd write something that you remembered from the meetings. Maybe Sunday school. And it reminded me of a verse that I've known for a long time in Proverbs. Chapter 17. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. Does anybody have their Bible open to Proverbs 17? Okay. Do you want to read verse 8, Caleb, nice and loud? Stand up. Stand up. Go ahead.
A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that it hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth.
Very good. And so I was thinking of that verse in the way that it ends. It says, whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. And you know, we give gifts to our children and to ones we love because we want something good to come of it. And so the Lord Jesus came as the gift of God, and He died on the cross for you. And He shed His blood to wash your sins away. Have you believed that? Have you accepted that gift? Yes? I have. I asked the Lord Jesus when I was a little boy to save me, to wash my sins away. And you know, God gives us that gift because He wants us to do well with it. He wants us to do good. He wants us to do good. And it started making me think a little bit about how, have you ever heard people say about fearing the Lord? Have you ever heard anybody say that? About fearing God? Anybody? You've heard that? Yeah, anybody else? Savannah? You've heard that? Well, it made me think about a verse that my mom made me learn when I was a little boy. And it's in Proverbs as well. And it's Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. Who would like to read that? Savannah would. I'm getting lots of help. Go ahead.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
Right. It says the evil and the good. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. And you know, I was afraid as a little boy to do something wrong because I knew the Lord Jesus could see me. Do you ever think of that, boys and girls? That the Lord Jesus sees everything you do? Do you remember that hymn? He sees what we do and He hears what we say. My Lord is watching all the time, time, time. Do you remember that one, Simon? Right. Well, what is it then? What is it then that makes us or allows us to do things because we think mommy and daddy aren't watching? What is it? Does that ever happen? It does. I want to tell you a story about Ruthie. I hope I got her name right, but Ruthie was a little girl. She was just about three years old. Anybody here three? Anybody 3 years old? Yeah? Well, Ruthie was three. And Ruthie liked to play outside. And in her yard, there was a bank that went way down over the side to another bunch of houses below. And you know, there was some big kids down there and a dog. And she liked to go over to the bank and look down and see the kids playing. And there was a post there. You know what a post is? A piece of wood sticking up. And she would go over and she'd hold her arm around that post. And she'd have her little doll in her other arm. And she'd lean out over the bank and look down at the kids playing and look at that dog that she liked to see playing. And she'd spin around the post just like she saw the big kids doing. But the problem was that mommy and daddy told Ruthie she wasn't allowed to do that. They said, don't do that. You might fall down. It's dangerous. So, Ruthie would go outside and put up your hand. It's okay. Put up your hand if this rings a bell with you. Ruthie would go outside and she would look back and see if mommy and daddy were looking. And if they weren't, she'd go over to the edge and she'd put her arm around the post again and she'd watch and she'd go around the post and she'd go around the post. It rings a bell with me. I did that. I did things like that. And then she'd hear the door open and, oh, she'd stop and she'd
stand there like everything was good because mommy and daddy couldn't see her. Because mommy and daddy... What had she forgotten? Yes.
The Lord Jesus and God could see her.
That's right. She forgot that the Lord Jesus and God could see everything that she was doing. And so, you know, mommy went back in and the door shut and Ruthie went back to the post going around and all of a sudden she heard a shout, "Come quick! Come quick! Your little girl has fallen over the cliff." Ruthie was disobedient and she fell over the cliff. Well, Ruthie forgot that the Lord Jesus could see everything she was doing. And she was disobedient. And you know, her mommy and daddy ran out and they grabbed Ruthie and her dad carried her back up into the house. And believe it, she had not a mark. She had fallen all the way down over that bank and they couldn't find but a scratch. The Lord had kept her all that way to the bottom of the bank. And she was safe. Because He loved her. But do you think that she did good with the gift that God gave her? Because she believed in the Lord Jesus. Do you think she did good? No. Well, I had a whole bunch of different verses about the eyes of the Lord. And you know, it says our ways are before His eyes. He sees us. He sees us. And I wonder what it is that makes us forget that. You know, my children might laugh, but I'm a big child. I'm 45 now. And I have a problem that when I'm on these trips, I like to get there. I don't want to be held up. I want to get there. And the faster I can get there, the better it is. And so, I sometimes drive too fast. And you know, they put signs on the road, don't they? What do those signs say? Yeah, they say a speed limit. And you know, sometimes I go over that speed limit. Is that right? Is that a good thing? It's not a good thing. And you know what I do when I'm doing that? I want to tell you. I want to be honest with you. I look and I wonder if there's a black or a blue car or a white car further up the highway that might have lights on the roof. Who would it be? The police. And I'm wondering if they'll see me. I'm wondering if I'll get caught. What have I forgotten? Anybody else? What have I forgotten? Simon. Jesus is watching. I have forgotten that the Lord Jesus sees everything that I do. Everything. So now that's a little girl. That's a big man. And now I'll tell you a story about a little boy. Anybody here 8? Levi's 8. 8. 8. Well, do you like stories? You like stories, okay. Well, this is out of a Bible storybook. I should have said that in the beginning. So was Ruthie, and you can have the same book. These stories are good. But this story is about a little boy named Freddie. And Freddie was 8 years old. You know, back when I was a little boy, we had a milk truck. Does anybody where you live now have a milk truck that comes to your house? Does anybody have a milk truck? Live out in the country, they come to your door? Well, I lived in a little fishing village in Laurinville, New Brunswick, and there was a milk truck that drove right to our house every day, I believe. Well, little Freddie and some of the boys in the neighborhood liked to jump on the truck, on the side of the truck, because it would have a big door that opened. And you could jump on and you could go for a ride. Does that sound like fun? Isaac says yes. Well, little Freddie would jump on the truck and he'd go for a ride down the road. And when the truck would make its next stop, Brady would jump off. He would jump off and he'd go home. Well, his mom caught him. And she said, "Freddie, I don't want you to do that anymore. That's a very dangerous thing. I don't want you to do it." One day the milk truck came into the yard and parked. And Freddie was there and he looked around and the milkman was talking to his mom. And he said, "Oh, this is the perfect time. Nobody can see me." He said, "This is the perfect time. Nobody can see me." So Freddie went around the other side of the truck. He jumped on the truck and he held on. The milkman stopped talking to his mom. And he got in the truck. And he pulled away. And he heard a funny noise. He heard a big thump and what sounded like a little boy screaming. So he screeched to a halt and he got out of the milk truck and he went back. And what do you think he found? What did he find? He found Freddie. What was wrong with Freddie? Do you know the story? You're right. He fell off the truck. And he was unconscious. He was knocked out. He hit his head so hard that he was like asleep laying on the road. Isn't that scary? That's scary. What did Freddie do wrong? Yes. He disobeyed. And he forgot what? That Jesus was watching. That God could see everything that Freddie was doing. And he sees everything that everybody in this room does. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. And he never stops watching over us. He never stops watching for us because he loves us. And when we're disobedient, sometimes he shows us that he's watching. And he showed Freddie, and he showed Ruthie, and he showed Mr. Grinton. Because one day we were coming home from a trip and I had the kids in my truck. And you know, I passed a car on a 3-lane highway. They have the passing lane up the middle of the road. And I was so frustrated with a lady that I went and I passed her on the wrong side. You're supposed to pass in the middle, and I went up on the right. And I came over the highway, over the top, and guess what was on the other side of the road? Yes, a police officer, an RCMP, a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And he was sitting on the opposite side of the road, minding his business and mine. And his lights came on instantly. And I said, "Oh boy, I've been caught." But was I not already caught? Wasn't I already caught? Because who saw me? God saw me. The Father saw me. I was bringing nothing good out of the gift of belonging to Him. I was bringing nothing good. Well, I had to set an example before my children because they were all there. And so I apologized to the policeman and I told him I was sorry. And you know, he was very good to me. I still got a ticket, but it wasn't a big ticket. And in Nova Scotia, you lose your license, you know, for 7 days. 7 days if you get a big ticket. And I drive for a living, so I didn't lose my license because he gave me a smaller fine. But I wasn't bringing good for the gift that God had given me. And I've been thinking of this verse a lot lately. And in connection with fearing the Lord and doing the right thing instead of the wrong thing, because he sees the evil and the good, remember. I've been thinking of a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 a lot. If somebody has their Bible open, maybe you could read it for me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, anybody like to read it? Somebody different, maybe? Jack, you want to read it? Yeah? You want to read the Bible? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Can you read this? No? Say, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do,
do all
to the glory
of God.
Very good. Thank you. Whatsoever ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. I can honestly tell you today that my behavior driving my truck before that policeman was not for the glory of God. I can tell you that Freddie and Ruthie, by being disobedient to their parents, they disobeyed God. And they did nothing, nothing for the glory of God. Dear children, and everyone here, consider the things that we do before His eyes. Consider the things that we say before Him. Mr. Conrad yesterday spoke of our behavior. He spoke of our behavior. If you're afraid that mommy and daddy might see you, don't you think that we should be afraid of our Father, God the Father, of what He sees? Don't you think that we should be afraid of that? Because when we disobey mommy and daddy, what happens? Besides you getting in trouble, what happens? What happens with mommy and daddy? They get what? Anybody? What? What happens when you're disobedient? What do mommy and daddy get? Anybody have a word? That's the word I'm looking for, Caleb. They get disappointed. They get disappointed. I don't want to say they get mad. They get disappointed. And if he will you, Mr. Prost, tell me what it was that Mr. Hayhoe said about disappointment? I can't remember how you said it. Just before when we were talking. Do you remember? No. Okay. I don't remember either. It was about fearing the Lord and that it... Yes.
The fear of the Lord for a believer is the fear of taking one step without His guidance and the fear of disappointing one who has done so much for us.
That's it. Thank you. That's it. And there's no way I could have remembered all of that by myself. So, remember that. Remember that, children and everyone else. When we're disobedient, we disappoint Him. And you know, we talked of behavior in the household of God. We might disappoint one another as well. I know in my house, where I live with my wife and my kids, if one child gets in trouble, it affects the whole house. The day that I got in trouble for speeding, being disobedient to the speed law, it affected my whole house. It affected everybody. So consider these things, that He sees what we do, He hears what we say. My Lord is watching all the time, time, time. Does anybody have another hymn they'd like to sing? This little lady here, I forget your name. Alana. Number 8 on the sheet. Okay, I didn't bring my sheet. Number 8. Shall we gather? At Sunday school. I was just thinking, I had made a few little notes of little verses that you might remember. In 1 Samuel 15 and 22, it says, it's better to obey. It is. It's better to obey. And you know, it tells us in Isaiah chapter 1, 18, well, I think it's actually verse 20, but it says to obey. He wants us to obey. So remember that. Remember that. When you're obeying those gifts that He has given you, the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can go and do good things and prosper for Him. And He'll be happy. He'll be pleased, not disappointed. He'll be pleased with our behavior. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for the Sunday school time together and for the singing. We thank Thee for these stories and for the verses from Thy Word. Lord, that Thy eyes dost see everything that we do, the good and the bad. And Lord, we pray that we might really want to do only good things for Thee, things that please Thee, like the Lord Jesus Christ, how He did only the things that please the Father. And so, Lord, we first pray that each one has accepted that gift of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into their hearts. And then we pray that we might do good with that gift. And so we just ask Thee for the remainder of the day, and we think of our Savior and how we're about to come and remember Him, if it be Thy will, Lord. And we just pray that we might bring glory and honor to Thee in Thy precious name. In Thy name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.